Also here in Washington, a sweeping reform of corporate tax laws is on its way to the Oval Office for President Bush's signature. The American Jobs Creation Act, as it's called, will, among other things, fix a problem with the World Trade Organization. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Congress was faced with a problem that had to be fixed. The World Trade Organization had been raising tariffs on a wide group of U.S. exports by a percentage point a month since last spring. The only way to do away with the trade penalty was for Congress to repeal the tax cuts for exporters that the WTO had deemed unfair. The need to get rid of those tax breaks coincided precisely with pressure from U.S. manufacturers for more generous tax treatment. So Congress ended up enacting a bill yesterday that not only eliminates the tax breaks that were objectionable to the WTO, the bill also gives a wide range of tax breaks to what lawmakers define as a manufacturer. It could be someone making a movie, or it could be someone drilling for oil in Texas. Kay Bailey Hutchison, a Texas Republican, defended the bill's dropping tax rates on manufacturers by 3 percentage points as leveling the playing field with foreign producers.
At a time when our country is losing manufacturing jobs and we talk about outsourcing every day, we had to act to give our manufacturers every possible advantage that we could to be competitive with Europe. That's what the heart of this bill is.
The tax reform bill carries a price tag of $143 billion over the next decade. Its sponsors claim this can be largely paid for by closing tax loopholes. Ohio Republican George Voinovich, who's a fiscal conservative, says he feels reassured the measure will not increase the federal deficit.
This is not one of these deals that's going to be paid for by borrowing the money to take care of it. I suspect that if I had my druthers, I would have rather seen not so many additional things added to it over and above what compensates for the WTO rule.
Those additional things include some very attractive election season measures, such as extending tax breaks for ethanol producers, allowing people in states with no income tax to deduct sales taxes, and a $10 billion buyout of tobacco growing quotas. But some senators threatened a filibuster when a related measure authorizing the Food and Drug Administration to regulate tobacco products that was earlier approved by the Senate was stripped from the final version of the bill by House Republicans. Others were angered by the removal of another measure giving tax breaks to firms that make up the difference in pay of some employees in the Guard and Reserve when they're sent to Iraq. Keith Ashdown of the watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense says the corporate tax bill should be seen as an election year reward to a persistent group of lobbyists.
A lot of companies in Washington have been left out of the first three tax cut bills. And so what they're doing is saying, hey, it's our turn now. We need to get the breaks you've been promising us for the last 3 years. And now they're collecting.
And lawmakers up for re-election will be touting the many regional benefits included in the tax bill as they head back to their home states and to questions about what they've accomplished here in Washington. David Wellner, NPR News.